Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pod Chapel Memorial Center's Sick Call-In. I am doing this on behalf of retired pastor William H. Smith. Thank you so much for allowing me the privilege to do this. My name is Darlene J. Clark, author of Shattered Innocence. Without further ado, first, I have a little bit of scripture I would like to read. In Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which would come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed and man, which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto them, Man, thy sins are forgiven me. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering, said unto them, What reason ye be in your hearts? Whether it's easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that thereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. Amen. That is wonderful. Hello, is this Pastor?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Sister Darlene?
I'm doing great, thank you. I will let you take over now.
Okay, and thank you so much. Let me say good day and welcome to really second broadcast of Sikal Ministry, a ministry of the Powell Chapel Memorial Center located at 119 Powell Chapel Road here in Pulaski, Tennessee. And we have it Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Sister Darlene J. Clark, the author of the book, Shattered Innocent, along with yours truly, William Howard Smith, we try to allow the Holy Spirit to direct us as we engage in being concerned about others. We welcome you to call in using the phone number 563-999-3663. 1-800-273-8229. And to make your prayer request, again, please call us at 563-999-3629 to make your prayer request known. Sister Darlene, I think, has given a prayer, but I'll do an additional prayer. And in your hearing, there'll be a passage of scripture from Proverbs 14. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the friends who have helped us on our faith journey. We pray that you will help us be the friend who carries the bed of another when needed, regardless of the obstacles in our path. We give you thanks for friends and the strength to be a friend in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29, we find these words. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. And let me call on Sister Darlene J. Clark to share with you prayer concerns that maybe she has received or she's aware of, and maybe by persons who've already called in. All of us are still persons who are standing in the need of prayer. Sister Darlene?
Yes, sir. I want to reiterate, I read a Bible verse earlier, but I didn't say a prayer yet. Then when I came back from reading the Bible scripture, that's when I noticed that you were on. Okay, I'll start with Noah Young for his surgery. And Faye Ferris, that was bitten by a Graham McClure spider, may she heal quickly. May the doctors know. Brother Flippin, who has burnt over 70% of his body. The victims of the bridge disaster, the tornado and storm victims. So as my friend William Pennington, that's in a nursing home, and Brother Hargrove, that's in a nursing home as well.
All righty. And, of course, those families that have been visited by death up in Murray County, the Anderson family, the Claude family, and, of course, locally, there are persons that have transitioned and listened to the obits today, and there are days when there are no obits whatsoever. But that doesn't mean that arrangements have been finalized. Death has no respect of age or race and even accidents. I think a few days ago, it was a head-on collision in Murray County on Tom Hitch Highway. And I'm familiar with that highway, and I couldn't imagine being hit head on. And of course, one of the persons was killed instantly, and it took several hours to even attempt to free the person from the wreckage. So we want to solicit God's power in being of comfort and strength to those of us who think we're strong, but when something comes on our street and finds our address, we find out that we're weak and we can become weighted down with problems and concerns, and we can feel heartbreak and feel isolated, and sometimes we don't even wonder if we have a friend. May we pray, oh God, we call upon thee Go ahead, sister.
I want to mention someone else. You reminded me when you said an accident right there. I have another friend that had a son that was on his way to school, and he had a head-on collision. I think it was with a semi-truck or the truck. Anyway, I don't know if it's head-on what it was, but he didn't survive. So like you said, death has no respecter of age. that you could pray for her family during this time as well.
All right. And there was a wreck victim I met, and it was, it didn't matter. I was going to say Tennessee, Alabama, it didn't matter. God knows. And that's somebody's child, somebody's brother, somebody's classmate, wreck victim. Okay, may we pray. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, we call upon thee first to say thank you. You've given us this day, but Lord, we have concerns. We ask in Jesus' name that you would give strength to the mother and other family members of that young man who was killed because of the collision with a large truck which made contact with his vehicle. We ask, oh God, that you would give them the ability to not give in because of the shock of bad news. But we ask, oh God, others that would go to their assistance. And when we've experienced some things, then we can become a friend and a resource to others. There's what's called the ministry of presence. Sometimes our words, and oftentimes our words, are not adequate, but just the fact that you are present, it lets folk know that there's somebody who cares for them. And we're not there because we can eat chicken salad or drink Kool-Aid. We're there because when we have been in that valley and seem like the valley of the shadow of death, when we've been, when nothing seems like it's going right, there was somebody who cared for us and somebody that pointed us to the heavy load bearer and the heavy load carrier, somebody that knew Jesus, and we knew that Jesus had been with them. We're able to see their light that breaks through the dark corner that we may be finding ourselves in. We lift up to you the person on Tom Hitch Highway there in Murray County. One was killed and the other injured head-on collision. We pray, oh God, that you would be of comfort to those family members of teenagers, I think around the age of 14, and they made it their business to do something other than do what's right, and they pointed a weapon that was loaded and began firing. Old folks say we live in a mean world, but we also live in a world where people need to know that we love the Lord. Why? Because he's heard our cry and he's pitied our ever ground. We thank you, God, for being a way maker, persons that are put on ventilators, and when the switch was pulled, they managed to continue on living and breathing, and through another demonstration of your capability and your unselfish love, you allowed that person to be restored to health. We ask, oh God, you would be with that parent or that mother who's in need of a word of instruction to that child of theirs. And sometimes they feel like they wonder if they indeed were the mother and father of that person when they were young. They were sweet and innocent, but now they've gotten older and they've been influenced by the ways of the world. So we thank you, God, that by way of your Holy Spirit, you still work on the hearts and minds of individuals, and they are able to share and witness with those who are in darkness the route that enables them to go from darkness into the marvelous light. So we thank you, God, for everything you've done. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the labor of Sister Darlene as she penned and authored a book sharing from her experience where only God could bring her through those circumstances. So thank you, God, for being our help. Thank you, God, for being our provider. Thank you, God, for being our deliverer. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay. Sister Darlene, let's see. Let me look at Mickey Mouse. I got 12 after 2. And if you would, in our conversation earlier, if you can think of 3 things that would stand out from the book that you penned that you think would be of encouragement to our listeners, I just want to have you to pull out some droppings from your experience and from that wonderful book that you authored.
Yes, even though I have been horrifically abused, some of the inspiration was one of the times when the first time I made it to go to church, when we were nine, when I was nine, sorry, me and my twin were nine, so I said we. The first time I just put my foot down on the ground, I knew that I'm home. Even though we'd never been to church before, right when I put my foot down, I am home. So that right there was inspiration to me. It showed me that there was a loving God. You know, I felt his presence there. And I remember going to Sunday school, and that teacher said, "Who's that that's on that cross? Who's that on the cross, and why he's on the cross?" You know, and both times I raised my hand, and I got reprimanded by the teacher. She kept telling me to put my hand back down, that I wasn't taught, but I knew it. God had been there for me, even though I didn't teach me. So I think that's an inspiration in itself.
Oh,
and
that's
another,
wonderful.
Yes, it is. And then knowing some of the horrific stuff that happened to me, I still managed to survive even against the wiles of the devil, even against his sadistic abuse, even though I was told that I was a mistake even to God. I knew, and I found out later on, I did start believing them. When you live in a world that basically from when you're born and told you're a mistake, you begin to believe it, okay? Later on, I learned that that's not the case, you know, that I needed to stop believing that. So with doing this book, that kind of helped me to foresee. And I used to see, I got a writing in my book that says, there's one tidbit in there, and it's my point how I seen it back then to how I see it today. And I'm happy to know that I see it through clear shades instead of the dark shades that I presently saw it in previously.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you, ma'am, for sharing. Since you were at the computer, let me give out the number that the public can call in on, 563-999-3629. I can almost read my writing. Again, if you have a prayer request, 563-999-3629. And I did get some feedback. A minister friend of mine over in Lincoln County, Sister Darlene, that link that you shared with me of Monday's broadcast, I sent that to a couple of folk, and they were real excited and positive about this ministry. And, of course, I have friends out in Texas, and they were disappointed because they said, "I dialed a number," and, you know, it gave some recording. But we had technical difficulties on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but the good Lord made a way for us on this Friday. So has anybody that you're aware of, has anybody called in soliciting prayer, Sister Darlene?
No, sir, nobody's called in. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. I have to meddle with you because you can see it and I can't. But anyway, let me go to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29, read again that verse, and we'll do a devotional. And it reads, "Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly." And I remember that word folly, another word for folly, breaking it plainly, it means foolishly. Imagine someone in the midst of a heated argument. Ooh, their complexion changes, their face gets red, their voice gets loud, and they make gestures with their hands. And if not careful, they will lose all sense of composure over something trivial. It doesn't even matter hill of beans. Like a misplaced set of keys. Uh-oh, and I have trouble keeping up with my keys. That's the reason I have three sets to everything. And this image is not just unbecoming, but also illustrates the foolishness or the folly that Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29 warns us about. It's a scene where patience is lost, and with it, wisdom and understanding. I had an experience yesterday morning, and because of something that happened on Wednesday, how mean persons can be destroying yardage and just disfiguring posted signs. And when I contacted law enforcement, you know, I'm having to hit this prop and that prop, and I wanted to speak to somebody real. And when I did get somebody on the phone, I was talking more and not allowing the officer to listen. And then I had to catch my breath and say, let me apologize. I'm not angry, but I've been told down through the years that I am very passionate about what I do. So I didn't want the sound of my voice and my quick utilization of words to become an obstacle between the police officer and myself. Patience is often undervalued in our fast-paced, instant gratification society. Yet the Bible elevates it as a courageous act of self-control. Choosing to respond rather than react is about delaying immediate judgment or anger, allowing time for wisdom to guide our accounts. I remember an old man, I was young in ministry, Brother Tom Bailey made a comment to me. He said, Pastor, because one person acts a fool, don't you act to fool. And I never will forget that. I was young and quick-tempered, and somebody had offended me, and I said, I'm going to go get this person off of my plate. And every step I took to enter that place of worship, my countenance changed. And when I got to the double doors, there were tears in my eyes, and I heard the voice of Brother Tom Bailey, because he acts a fool, don't you act a fool. In life's everyday frustrations, whether it's a slow-moving line at the grocery store or Walmart, or a challenging conversation with a loved one, exhibiting patience can transform potential conflict into an opportunity for growth and understanding. It helps in building stronger relationships, making thoughtful decisions, and maintaining a calm and composed demeanor, reflecting the wisdom of God's word in our lives. I can remember as a pastor, there was an incident in the late 80s where after the worship service and probably 5 feet from the exit of the worship facility, a grown man spoke with another man, and he was using non-biblical language, cursing, and he was hot because a tree on the property line had been cut. And I didn't see or hear what took place. I wish I had, because, you know, as a pastor, I would have dealt with it. But I later went to the brother who was the victim. I said, "Brother such and such, you're a better man than I am, because I would not have taken that verbal abuse that you did." So even William Howard Smith, that's me, I had to work down through the years on practicing being calm and cool and collected. Embracing patience is embracing the path to wisdom. It's a reminder that our character is rested not in moments of comfort, but in times of challenge. So let's strive to be the calm in the storm, displaying understanding and wisdom rather than foolishly carrying ourselves in behavior, acting beyond our saneness. We welcome you to call in using the phone number 563-999-3629. And the product that we are promoting is the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the miracle working power of one who's enabled, and the capability of the Lord making a way when the storms of life work against us. And what comes to mind, there was an occasion where Jesus was down in the bow of a ship, and a great storm arose, and those on the deck became alarmed and fearful, and some went down and woke Jesus from his slavery and said, "Don't you care about us? We're about to be killed from this storm." And Jesus went from the lower portion to the upper portion, and all he did was speak to the wind and the waves, and the waves stopped reeling and rocking, and the wind ceased from blowing, merely said, "Peace, be still." And then the question was raised, what manner of man is this, that when he speaks, the wind and the waves obey his will? And in closing, we serve the amazing and fascinating Jesus the Christ. So we invite you to join Sister Darlene J. Clark and myself on a Saturday morning, on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. tomorrow, if we have that, for yes. Sick Call. And that number is 563-999-3629. And Sister Darlene, I'll let you have the closing say. And if we never pass this way again, just remember this time, how good it's been, and that God is so wonderful. Okay, Sister Darlene.
I wanted to reiterate a couple of verses that goes along with what you said. Like in Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. In Ephesians 4:2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. And then Galatians 5:22-23, that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And I want to thank you for doing the show and getting the word out and giving people a way that they can call in and ask for prayer and hear more about the Word of God. Thank you.
All righty. So everybody have a blessed rest of the day, and Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, that number is whatever I said it was. Sister Dolly, give them that number again.
It is 563-999-3629. And also, this is Central Time at 2 p.m., and then at Eastern Time, it is 3 p.m. But also note that the Powell Chapel Memorial Center is at 119 Powell Chapel Road in Pulaski, Tennessee.
All righty. Have a good day, and God bless you real good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. God bless.